This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
בצפון הרצועה, הפעולה מתמקדת בטיהור סופי של המרחב העזתי וכניסה אל תת הקרקע, אל מנהרות בו מקים.
Israeli military raiding and detaining the staff at two of the last functioning hospitals in Gaza, where the defense minister said Tuesday troops were working to completely clear out U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants. The defense minister, Yoav Gallant, said that there was Israeli forces that entered Hamas through tunnels network in northern Gaza as part of the final cleansing of militants from the region. Chinese media say that at least 131 people have been killed in a magnitude 6.2 earthquake in the country's northwest. State broadcaster CCTV says 113 died in the province, another 18 in a neighboring area. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Tuesday that several countries are involved in its security operation to protect shipping companies in the Red Sea.
The missile and drone attacks began last month against international vessels sailing through the Red Sea in response to Israel's assault on the Gaza Strip. The Houthis doubled down after Austin's Tuesday announcement, saying they would not be deterred by the U.S.-led security initiative. Shipping companies continued to reroute on Tuesday despite Austin's comments. Austin's remarks leave many questions unanswered, including which other countries are willing to do what mostly U.S. warships have done, shoot down Houthi missiles and drones and rush to the aid of commercial ships.
Reuters, Lauren Anthony. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president said Tuesday that the military had proposed mobilizing 450 to 500,000 more Ukrainians to the armed forces in what would mark a dramatic step up of Kyiv's war with Russia.
In his end-of-year news conference, President Volodymyr Zelensky said it's a highly sensitive issue that the military and government were discussing before sending to parliament. Ukraine, which initially saw tens of thousands of volunteer fighters queuing up to defend their country from Russia's invasion, is now trying to conscript more men to replace those currently at the front. Ukraine has been at war with Russian troops since February 2022. Both sides treat their casualty numbers as a state secret, but U.S. officials estimate that hundreds of thousands have been killed and wounded. Ukraine's troop numbers are not known, but it has said in the past it has around 1 million people under arms. Russia has been expanding its army during the war and said on Tuesday it planned to boost its ranks to 1.5 million. Before any decision, Zelensky said he would need to hear more arguments on issues of people, fairness, defense capability, and finances. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
The UN Security Council has voted unanimously to start the withdrawal of the UN peacekeeping force from Congo before the end of the year as the conflict-ridden country prepares to elect its next president Wednesday. Council resolution adopted Tuesday orders the gradual, responsible, and sustainable withdrawal of the peacekeeping mission, known as MINUSCO, starting in South Kivu in eastern Congo. The U.S. state of Colorado's Supreme Court has now banned former U.S. President Donald Trump from the state's ballot under the Constitutional Insurrection Clause.
The ruling marks the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. Colorado's highest court overturned a ruling from a district court judge who found that Trump incited an insurrection for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. But that judge said Trump could not be barred from the ballot because it was unclear that the provision was intended to cover the presidency. The court stayed its decision until January 4th, or until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the case. I'm Norman Hall.
Immigration powered population gains in the United States for a second year in a row. That's according to the Census Bureau. The United States added 1.6 million people, more than two-thirds of which came from international migration. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.